This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. All this week, we have the latest results from our Marketplace Edison Research National Economic Poll. One thing we heard loud and clear this time: people feel forgotten by Washington, D.C. 3/4 of respondents said as much. Marketplace's Annie Baxter goes in search of why.
Do you think the government in Washington generally represents your interests, or has the government forgotten about people like you? That was the new question we asked in our latest poll. Glenn Perkins is a 60-year-old truck driver near Nashville, Tennessee, who responded to our poll. He says Black Americans like him...
We're the forgotten Americans. We're swept under the rug. To make a change, they're going to specifically have to say that there's a problem going on in Black America.
For Perkins, that would mean Washington tackling African Americans' high unemployment rates and investing more in public schools. He thinks the charter schools and vouchers championed by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos won't serve the needs of Black families. Perkins is a Democrat who didn't vote for President Trump. But another poll respondent, Fred Cousins of Fort Smith, Arkansas, did. You might think having his guy win would eliminate that forgotten feeling. But Cousins is ambivalent.
And I'm trying to decide how I feel.
Cousins is 80 and a former furniture maker. He likes Trump's focus on keeping jobs from going offshore, and he admires Trump's appointees, especially Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. But Cousins can't seem to shake the notion that Washington politicians may not have his back.
They speak one way and dance another, and will they perform? Who knows?
Well, there is a great deal of frustration with Washington, and virtually every poll, no matter what question is asked, shows that.
Stephen Smith is a political scientist at Washington University in St. Louis. He says surveys show public trust in the federal government has been falling for decades, with only a few periods of temporary improvement. Feeling forgotten is just another way to express Americans' distrust. Smith says it comes down mostly to this. Washington politicians can't seem to find common ground to accomplish things that could actually help people, like fixing health care.
Instead, what we see is the scoring of political points against each other. We see stalemate, and we see relatively little action on moderate proposals or on compromises that could move things forward. That breeds frustration on the part of everyone. It leads to very low ratings for the president, even lower ratings for Congress.
But there are ways to mitigate that frustration, according to sociologist Arlie Hochschild. She's written about the feeling of forgottenness among Tea Party voters in rural Louisiana. She has this advice for voters.
Get active and go to those town meetings. And in other words, try to get seen.
She says the more citizens feel seen and heard, the less forgotten they will feel. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.